Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey there, welcome back to the Indomitable Podcast. And in today's episode, I'd like to share a funny analogy with you guys about success and how it relates to a giant steak. I believe that success is like a giant steak, and in this episode, I'll tell you why. And this would happen to be, I believe, the latest in my list of analogies that I've come up with across time in my life that is my favorite analogy. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So let's start off with a very simple question, right? And maybe you can relate to this, I don't know. I've trained in Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I'm gonna start off with this kind of question. Let's say you're an amateur mixed martial artist and you're on a mission to go pro, right? How would you get there? You might tell me that I gotta train every day, right? That's not the answer I'm looking for. Let's change the subject. Let's say you want to become a better writer. How would you do that? And you might tell me, well, there's a lot to that and I wouldn't know where to start. You know, becoming a better writer can mean a lot of things. And I would say, exactly. So let's break that down a bit more. The way that I look at success is it's a crawl, a walk, a jog, a sprint, a jump, and then way later, a rocket launch. The point I'm trying to make is that if you want to become better at any specific thing, then you need to get specific with your steps too. So going back with like the first example, going pro with MMA isn't something that just happens overnight. The same thing applies to becoming a better writer. I think people get confused and they misunderstand and they think that you go from just being one thing to another, and that's not how it works, right? You don't just go from existing in one state to existing in another. These kinds of transitions, especially, you know, when they come to improvements, they happen over time and through consistent targeted practice and steps. So going back to the first example, like let's say you're trying to go pro with MMA, right? That going pro with MMA is too broad of a task to take. You got to have smaller, actionable steps first. So for example, if you wanted to become pro, that might mean getting better at spotting openings for strikes, seeing the chinks in your opponent's armor. It could mean recognizing patterns in your opponent's combinations and calculating a counterattack in response. It could also mean improving your ground game to become deadlier on the floor. But you can also break those down even further. So like, let's say you get better at spotting openings for strikes. Well, what kind of strikes do you throw? Would you throw out a punch in that situation? A kick, a knee, or an elbow? What about when I said improving your ground game, right? Do you specifically recognize that you keep getting caught in arm bars and you need to work on getting out of those? Or perhaps you see a flaw in your triangle choke technique that you need to work on? You see, success isn't a light switch that just flips on when you do one thing. It's a series of small actionable steps that, when taken, get you there. And so this is where we bring in the giant steak, right? You might have been thinking for the past 3 minutes, well, when is Lucas going to bring up the giant steak? Well, here you go, okay? Whenever I think of the saying, don't bite off more than you can chew, which I'm sure is a saying you've heard of, I think of a giant steak. And I think that this saying actually fits perfectly for the purposes of this episode. If you think of, like, go ahead and think of any grand endeavor or undertaking you want to have. Think of anything, like whether that means, like I said, going pro with MMA, becoming a better writer, becoming a better singer, making better paintings, like becoming a great artist, making great music. Think of any endeavor of yours like a giant steak. And you can take a moment to pause this podcast and think about it. Just don't forget to hit resume when you're done. And so let's go back to the other example that I used of becoming a better writer. So picture that like a giant steak. Becoming a better writer can mean, one, getting better at writing captivating headlines, Two, developing better opening hooks that latch a reader's attention. Three, formatting your articles to be easier to read. Or four, getting better at your research process so that you can provide more reliable information, right? Those are some examples of what it could mean to, quote unquote, become a better writer. If you think back to the steak, you don't eat a giant steak by picking the whole thing up with a fork and then biting a piece off of it, right? Maybe you do, but it's not the most efficient way to go about it. You'd be much better off tackling the steak by, cutting it into little bite-sized pieces that make it much easier to digest, just like how you'd have a better time tackling the endeavor of becoming a better writer by breaking what that means down into smaller, actionable steps. And I think people get intimidated by their large projects and endeavors because they see the giant steak, but they forget about the fork and the knife, right? So I want to inspire you today through this episode to take a step back away from the giant steak and get some perspective, right? Like, sure, it's big. It doesn't look like maybe you could finish all of it, but if you manage to cut the steak down into little bits and pieces, it becomes a much easier thing to tackle and digest than if you were to just look at the whole steak in one piece, right? So basically, I would say get in the habit of breaking things down into smaller steps and then focus on tackling those steps one at a time. If you do that consistently and for long enough, you'll see results. Just like if you take enough small bites out of the steak, eventually you'll eat the whole thing. So that's where I wanted to bring in the giant steak, guys. Hopefully that was a helpful analogy to help you see, right? Any endeavor that you could possibly think of comes with smaller steps to every single thing that you want to do. And so don't just say, "Oh, I want to become a better writer," and then get intimidated by it because there's so much that you have to do. Like, yes, there's a lot to becoming a better writer, but it's actionable if you break it down into smaller steps, like with some of the examples I said earlier. And once you knock those steps out and you get better at each of those steps, that's how you become a better writer. You don't just go from being an average Joe to a better writer overnight in one day. Like, it's not like a light switch like that. Becoming a better writer is breaking it down into smaller, simpler steps that you can follow, and then checking off those steps, like checking the boxes. And as you check those boxes, that's the process of becoming a better writer. Just like you see the giant steak, you get to finish the whole steak by breaking it down into little pieces and digesting that, not trying to eat the whole steak in one bite. So, hopefully, you guys found that funny and insightful at the same time. Hopefully, this, addresses some of the concerns that you might be having about undertaking your grand endeavors. And that's about it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/lucashawthorne, which is linktr.ee/lucashawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.